BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
This is Mia Brake on Protoscience, the podcast that wants to change the world's mind. And today, we're going to solve the mystery of the Milbury Stones.
Because it is a mystery, as regular listeners will know. But the stones don't make it easy to investigate, because the closer you get to the stones, the closer you get to the mystery, the more that mystery fights back. Because these ancient monuments, these impossible things that radiate a sound that not everyone can hear, that controlling the minds of residents of Milbury, they don't like to be recorded.
In fact, they just won't.
Milbury Stores, the local shop run by Mrs. Everett. Mrs. Everett, my name's Mia Brake. I moved to the village a short while ago. I wondered if you mind answering a few questions for me.
Questions can be such a burden. The answers are usually inside ourselves, don't you find?
Is that a no?
Oh, of course not, dear.
Do you find the village strange?
Strange?
Strange.
No.
The people?
What about them?
You don't find them strange?
What is this about?
Oh, just the podcast I record.
A podcast?
Like radio.
Oh, yes, of course, we're not strange. We're as normal as a person could be.
Happy?
Happy.
Which is normal.
I think so, don't you?
No, actually, I don't. Happiness seems rare to me.
Oh, not here. Here, we're all happy.
Happy?
Yes. Ask anyone. They'll all tell you. Happy.
Oh, terribly happy. Yes. Why?
In Milbury, we know how to live. We're at peace, see?
A strange thing to ask is if we could be...
Peace and quiet, that's what we like. It's a very happy place.
Oh, terribly happy, yes. Why?
Peace. So happy. Milbury is happiness.
Milbury is happiness, do you think?
Why am I asking?
Why are you asking what? You're recording something.
My podcast.
You're brilliant. Ask me a question. See, that's the thing with being homeless. Invisible, aren't you? I mean, don't get me wrong, it has its advantages. Plenty of times I'm glad to be ignored, especially here. But I know things. I see things. I see more than most. If you want to know what's going on here, you should interview me.
Laces. Local homeless resident. No idea why he's called Laces. Maybe I should ask him. Why are you called Laces?
Well, that's what you want to know.
It's the first thing I want to know.
Because I've never got any.
So, there we go. But he's right. That's not what we really want to know, is it?
Are you recording me now?
Priya Bakri. No, I'm not. More of her later. The people here in Milbury are strange.
No, sh**. Oh, can I say sh**?
I can edit it out.
What about
I'd rather you didn't.
Sure. So, you want to know why the people here are strange? They get wiped, don't they? Wiped and rewritten.
Which makes no sense.
See, sense is a movable word, isn't it? Sense changes depending on what you know and what you believe. See, sense is cultural, not factual.
Laces, you're being annoying.
I think you'll find I am being philosophical. But all right, I'll be straight. The stones change people.
How can they? They're just stones.
Yeah, except not, obviously. But, you see, I know the stones are changing people because I see it. I watch, I learn. The villagers see they're dancing, they're singing. I look them straight in the eye and I see what's there.
Which is?
Bliss. Which, let me tell you, is about the scariest thing you can see in this world.
This is scary.
Of course it is. It's terrifying. Because nobody can really have it, can you? There's always something wrong, however small. That's life. You always want for something.
What do I want? Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Why would I want anything?
Everything I need is here.
Everything?
Perfect.
Abby.
People want too much.
You want too much. Milbury is all you need, wouldn't you say?
More than enough.
Enough. Happy.
I had a dream. Except it wasn't, I don't think. It was as if I was in the head of someone. Someone who was dying, slowly, many, many years ago. 1348 to be precise. Not the most fun year. The plague, the Black Death. But it wasn't the plague that was killing her.
Sacrifices. That's what they used to do. To the stones. They'd select their victims during the celebration of the stones, you know. The festivals. There would be all the revelry, the singing and dancing. And then they'd hold games. Challenges. Selecting the strongest two members of the village. And those two would be worshipped for the next couple of days. Because victims were often revered in pagan cultures, you know. We've always loved a victim. And then they'd tie them to the stones. Bleed them to death. It would take hours.
Stones will have their way. The stones have chosen the knight that shines. Time for the stones. Feed.
And that's who she was. Martha, a sacrifice. I was in her head as she died. I know how that sounds, I do. Which is why I've been trying to find reference to her in the village records. Which I have, just here. Martha Sweet, born 1329, daughter of the local vicar. Can I prove she died in 1348? Well, that one is slightly difficult, you see.
Everyone vanished. It's one of the most enduring and fascinating curiosities of local history. How can a whole village vanish?
Mystery after mystery after mystery. But none of this solves the current situation, because the weird, terrifying business of the Milbury Stones is not a purely historical problem. Of course it isn't. Is it, Tom?
Hello? Can I help you?
No, that's Tom. He used to be a friend. Now he's someone else. Jess? I know you're there. I can see you. For the listeners, she is stood just on the other side of the frosted glass window by the door. Her face looks like it's melting. Jess, another friend of mine. Once.
What do you want? Why can't you just leave us alone? Why can't you be happy?
Why? Because who knows who's going to be next?
Have they got to you? Have you been changed?
No, and neither have you.
Yet.
But they've never changed you.
Told you. I'm invisible. I hear the stones. I hear them humming deep inside my head. I feel them. You ever touched one?
You know I have.
So you know. They feel wrong. The energy in them, right? It's like stroking an electric fence.
But they don't change you.
Invisible.
But you're really not. So what is it that you have that nobody else has?
Right. There's a lot more I don't have than I do. Maybe vodka kills it. I mean, of course, I'm not the only one who's been here years but doesn't walk around here going, happy, 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 am I?
No, you're not.
Hendrik! Hendrik! We're looking at you, Hendrik!
It's all about trust, isn't it? And the powers that be know it. So I'm here to tell you, you're in the right place. You've found that vital, shining place where the truth lives. You've found The Outsiders, the only podcast that really knows what's going on. You can trust me.
But can we?
Oh. Hello. I wondered if you might come by.
And here I am.
Here you are.
Brave Hendrik, I was wondering, why are you trying to destroy the world?